Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it's my general sentiment towards this stuff, but we're going to do it. We are here to serve. As Rico says, it is a life of service. Mock draft, we do it once a week. I ain't doing 17 of these like other shows. Once a week, David parses
all seven
out.
Rounds?
Absolutely not. And David parses out the 7, 8, 10 most interesting picks of the mock. We don't just go in order. And with that, it is time for Football Today.
It is mock draft time, and we have trades involved in this one.
Oh, God. This is the stuff we all get bricked up about. Correct. And they never happen.
Correct. So, normal, number one, Cam Ward goes to the Tennessee Titans.
Question, are we all in on the Titans taking Cam Ward? Do we believe it's not a ruse? They're going to take their franchise QB because, let's face it, the other QB they have puts mayonnaise in his coffee. Can't happen.
Yeah, it seems like they're abandoning him quickly, but yeah, I mean, you're only going to get the number one overall pick, hopefully, once, so you might as well take advantage of it. Yeah, I thought they're going to try their best to trade out, but I think the closer we get, I think they're actually just going to take Cam Ward.
That's hilarious. Hopefully once. You're right. Hopefully once. Yes, they're taking him.
I mean, let's face it, you don't want to be in the top three every year.
You like the Cardinals?
Right.
Number two, the Cleveland Browns select quarterback Shador Sanders.
Now this, okay.
All up and down the board.
And again, well, he's working out for him.
Now, oh, wait a second. All I know, I don't speak on these matters. This man to my left, this is the PR firm for Mr. Shador Sanders. I'm going to step away and just let Rico preach the gospel.
Well, it's funny because I think Cleveland is looking at him and Travis Hunter. Both are working, having the private workout with Cleveland. So if you're Cleveland, you came out and admitted publicly you made a huge mistake with Deshaun Watson. Like, yeah, we screwed this one up. Are you setting your fans up to say we recognize the mistake and here's Shador Sanders? David, yes, because they don't have a quarterback. And this way, you don't have to trade. You just pay Myles Garrett. So your quarterback's going to be cheap for the next 5 years if you get this thing right. I say, yeah, Shador Sanders.
I think it'd be a colossal waste of time.
Maybe, but
what?
You're going to make a trade for Cousins?
No. Yes, absolutely. Or I take Jackson Dart, or I take Milroe. I'm reinvesting in Myles Garrett. I'm on the hook now for $40 million to this guy. I'm going to go get Abdul Carter, extend his career. We're going to be a defensive-oriented team. O-line will get healthy. And, yes, I know that's not a great answer. You and I differ is that I don't think he's worth taking there.
I don't think he's worth taking there either, Mike, but the fact that you just came out and admitted we made a gigantic mistake taking
Jimmy
Watson.
Jimmy Haslam's an idiot, but
okay.
Yes.
And you have the private workout session.
Can we just get him a Sanders jersey?
I don't want the Sanders
jersey.
You
love him.
Mike, I think he's going to be more successful because you know what he never had at Colorado? An offensive line.
Oh, I thought a real coach. My bad.
You know what he won't have in Cleveland? An offensive
line.
Well,
you know, a lot of guys were hurt. David, go ahead. Let's move it.
Number three, the New York football Giants select Travis Hunter.
Whatever.
Oh, Abdul Carter's there. And
I think that's a silly draft
pick. I'm going to let this man speak.
Yeah, that's a silly draft pick. First of all, no one has established that he's elite at either being a corner or a wide receiver. He will not play both ways at the pros, so don't draft him as such. Third of all, you win with big people. You win with the tip of the sword. Mason Graham is staring you in the face. Either trade out of there or you weaponize Dexter Lawrence in the same way we talked about Myles Garrett. Put Mason Graham next to Dexter Lawrence with Kayvon Thibodeau and Brian Burns on the outside of them, which was the number two pass rush duo in the league on win rate. or do what stupid John Mara does. Wear a puff vest inside and take a guy that you have some stupid boner about playing both ways. Get the hell out of here.
But just think about it. Travis Hunter on this side, Malik Nabers over here.
What does that mean?
You have elite receivers.
Okay, next.
And then you can have Hunter, you know, on defense.
No, you can't.
And
he's not Chuck Bednarik.
You can put him on punt returns, kickoff returns. He can do it all.
Yeah.
He's Booby Miles. He'll cut your grass.
And he'll blow his knee out the same way.
There we go. Number four, because he falls in this one. The Patriots take Abdul Carter.
It's a fantastic pick. He's the best player in the draft. Next.
And if you're the Patriots, you are saying, thank God. Shh, don't let these other three teams make that mistake. We're going to get the best player.
At number five, we have our first trade. The Chicago Bears trade up with Jacksonville and select Ashton Jeanty, running back.
Nothing would shock me. All Ben Johnson's done is copy the playbook from here.
I was about to say, where did he learn that
from? Yeah, it wouldn't shock me. Would I do it? No.
Ooh.
But if they, but look, I think it's a very good running back draft. But if they have that kind of grade on this kid and you come from the house of Holmes, nothing would shock me.
Jeanty over Graham? Wow.
Yes.
Graham ends up going number seven to the Jets in this
one. Oh, congrats. Wait, never winning a thing, Mason.
So who'd the Raiders take? Because, you know, that was their person.
The Raiders took an offensive tackle, Armon Mimbo.
Okay.
And I mean, look, if you have concerns about the Lane Kiffin offense and maybe making it easy for him, okay. But in this draft, I think that's far more appropriate at 18 than Shador at 2. And if you're Seattle, you take a flyer on it. I don't think he's Kenny Pickett. I don't think that's appropriate.
Number 21, the Steelers take a former MSU player, Derek Harmon, out of Oregon. And at 20,
it's so weird to say that because it's like, was he? Like, he's an Oregon Duck now. You're dead to me.
At number 22, the Chargers take Coastin Loveland, which, of course, that makes
all right, I'm
going to
ask Rico this question. Is this becoming a media narrative? Look, we all made the joke. Harbaugh drafting his old tight end. It's a perfect fit for what Justin Herbert needs. But, like, it makes so much sense that it will never happen. Mm-hmm. But now you're seeing confirmation bias. Everyone is just saying the same thing.
Because I think Mikey's the second best tight end. If he's there, I do think that Harbaugh is going to pull the trigger and go get one of his guys. I think that it's almost a no-brainer. I don't think he thinks it's going to happen. But, yeah, if all the big people are going and the quarterbacks and all of that, and he's sitting there, you got to take him if you're the Chargers because you know how to use him properly.
Mm-hmm.
At number 26, we have a trade. The Philadelphia Eagles trade up to 26 to take a Georgia Bulldog.
No.
Mykael Williams.
Somebody get Rico a wet wipe. The Eagles have drafted a Georgia Bulldog. Kenny, do you want to speak on this? Because Mykael Williams just wasn't healthy this year. I figured every game I watched, okay, this will be the week he plays. He practiced all week. He looks great. Cutscene. He plays six snaps. What did you make of Mykael Williams last season? And would you draft him at that spot?
Well, I know Brad Holmes would because he likes the injured guys. But I would personally. I think he's a warhead. I think he's great. But again, when healthy, not guaranteed with this cat.
Yeah. But Eagles, which means he'll turn into Superman.
That's mm-hmm. kind of what I'm thinking.
And what I like what the Eagles are doing. Oh, but we lost this player. We lost that. We're going to continue to reinvest in that D-line. Yeah, they lost Josh Sweat. Yeah, they lost Milton Williams. They're going to go and replace him.
So you mean you just don't hold on to all your pieces?
You know, David, this guy needs an energy drink. He has a bad attitude right now.
And then finally.
Because David didn't tell me who's getting picked at pick 11.
Oh, offensive lineman. I mean.
What is it, Kelvin Banks?
No, Kelvin Banks goes later. You get Will Campbell.
Okay.
Oh, tiny arms.
Yeah, you get tiny arms. They remeasured them.
Yes, and they're not tiny.
Hold on. I actually have a note here. Allow me. Guys, can I have 1 second? I know we're on live radio, but this could make the show better. I want to make the show great again. Hold on. Where is it? I have a list of offensive tackles that have short arms like Will Campbell. It's not great. But you know one of them who's on there, believe it or not, and it gives you confidence. Penei Sewell.
Oh.
It's a list of bums, then first jacket Hall of Famer. So it's kind of like, I just wanted to make you comfortable.
It's all about the heart and grit.
He's a mauler. He's a battler. It's not pretty, but he gets the job done.
And like Sewell, he'll go to the right tackle spot.
Correct. And learn. And let me give you the final. Number 28, we have a trade.
Okay.
The Raiders trade back into the first round and select Matthew Golden, which means that means the Lions are trading out. Doesn't say what they would get, but they're trading up 9 spots.
Yeah, I'd have no problem with it. I'm not married to the 28th pick. A lot of people who cover the league have said the player you get at 15 is the same guy you get at 35. I don't have an issue with it.
So, yeah, it means, yeah, you get the Raiders number 2 and probably the Raiders number 3 or Raiders fourth round.
A fourth pick. Or something, yeah. But
Or a second round pick in next year's draft.
Okay, all right. Anything else? You get like some fresh fruit. You get like a little edible arrangement too.
And I need the energy drink.
I'm good. I'm ready to rock.
Future grocery delivery.
Just because I got Travis Hunter. I'm all hopped up.
Is that it, man? You should be happy.
I'm not.
He plays both sides of the ball, I've heard.
Okay. Sure, in the Big 12.
That is your mock draft.